Light acts as a wave, giving us the beautiful blue of morpho butterflies. The ability of waves to interfere constructively or destructively with each other underlies this, as well as the exquisite sensitivity of the gravity wave detectors that see the tiny shift in the degree of interference in laser beams as a space rumble passes by. Oddly, light is very definitely also a particle. It comes in discrete packages called photons. Each photon has a definite wavelength, but at the same time a definite energy content. Red light of a laser pointer has a wavelength of 660 billionths of a meter. A group of 602 sextillion, called a mole, has an energy content of 43 food calories. Max Planck in 1900 realized that only if light came in such individual packages could the light of a heated body such as the sun be explained. Einstein used the concept of energy packaging in light to explain the photoelectric effect, helping gain him the Nobel Prize in 1921. No matter how much light of low energy per photon you shine on a metal, it will not kick out an electron. You need light particles of the right energy. The particles do interfere like waves, but even with themselves, one at a time. Clever experiments show this. Amazingly, electrons and even molecules act like waves at the same time as being particles, and they too interfere with each other in certain geometries. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.